Cold Cattle. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
You know, these cattle are fine. They're built to endure some cold weather.
Well, we all know it's cold, and many of us take extra precautions this time of year with our pets. And that's not to say farmers don't do anything for their cattle in these cold conditions. But UT Extension beef specialist Dr. Justin Reinhardt says cattle are much different than dogs and cats when it comes to these extreme temperatures.
One of the important things to consider when when the general public see cattle out there during the cold weather is to realize that cattle have been out in the cold weather on this continent for hundreds of years, and they've been able to maintain themselves just fine doing that. They naturally seek some of that shelter and windbreak, and cattle are made naturally to adapt to cold stress. We just need to give them the tools to be able to do that.
Justin Reinhardt says while farmers can't bring their cattle inside like we do our pets, there are some preventive measures to help battle cold stress.
Like you say, you can't bring them inside, but one thing we can focus on with the shelter part of that is not so much that they need to be in a barn or under a roof or anything, but they at least need to have a good windbreak, whether that's a grove of trees, just somewhere that they can stand to keep the wind from blowing directly on them. Second thing that goes along with that is just having enough feed available for them. Whenever cattle get cold stress like that, they can have, as much as a 30% increase in intake.
And most farmers this time of year are feeding extra hay, and some are even adding additional supplements such as grain to help keep their body temperatures up.
You know, there's cattle production in North Dakota where it gets a lot colder than here. So while we do need to focus on making sure that the cattle don't have cold stress, it's not really that severe here compared to where it might be in other places.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.